News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Transition year was introduced in schools almost 30 years ago in September 1994. Gemma Lawler, guidance counsellor at Tyndall College in Carlow, has joined us. Gemma, you're a strong advocate of transition year. Tell us why.
Morning, Shane. Yes, I am. And as I've been a guidance counsellor since the last millennium. In my experience and watching students going from junior cycle, third year into senior cycle, we see that students absolutely begin to bloom during that, you know, academic year. School year where they do transition year, whether, you know, they are in a, you know, a fee paying school paying exorbitant amounts or whether they're in the local school where, you know, budget is limited. There's something special about that time in a student's life that transition year helps to kind of illuminate and helps to bring them on and helps them mature. So in my experience, there's been very, very, very few students that I would have advised not to do transition year. And I think the evidence kind of bears out that students who do transition year, ultimately, they do better in their leaving certificate. And I know that's, you know, perception for parents that maybe, oh, it's a waste of time or, it's, you know, they dossed for the year or whatever.
Well, I was going to say, they do call it doss year to kids.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. My own daughter's just finished TY. And yes, I did have to bite the inside of my cheek a number of times because I'm the one giving the advice. But yes, no, absolutely. But that still does not negate the fact that when they go back into fifth and sixth year, they are better equipped emotionally, socially.
So? All right, that's interesting. Yeah, because I do, and sorry, I'm not opposed to it, Aranda, but I suppose I've asked myself questions about it a few times. And one of my questions would be, do you get out of good habits? Like, is it hard to get back into studying?
A lot of students would say they find that, say, at the beginning of fifth year. But it's a different type of study. You're a different person. You're a very young adolescent in first, second and third year. And then going into senior cycle, going on towards third level, you're a different person and it's a different course. So there's a different set of skills required to actually engage with the material that's required at leaving cert level. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. I absolutely accept that. I suppose the other slight reservation I have is it means kids are quite old leaving school. Now, I know there's advantages to that, but they can be 19 leaving school. I mean, I was a year and a half. I was like in halfway through second year in college at that stage. Like, is it, can it be frustrating for, I was joking earlier, you see fellas with full beards now in sixth year, you know? I mean, are they too late leaving school now? Are they frustrated with the constraints of school for so long?
Certain students would be. A tiny minority of students would be, but you know, moving. If you look back in history, you know, we started working when we were 12 or 13. We reached puberty. We were out working. We were out leading adult lives, and adolescence has stretched longer and longer, and we're affording people the opportunity to really discover who they are and what they want. Very few people coming out of university even have a clear idea of what their direction in life
that's
is.
That's definitely true. Really quickly, just before we let you go, Jonathan earlier on was making the point that he'd like to see some kind of standardisation of transition year across the country. He was saying it's very different experiences based on schools. Is that possible? Can that be done? Should that be done?
Well, the Department of Education has put out quite a strong framework of what is included and what is not included. And obviously, the programmes run by individual schools are constrained by the classroom environment. They're constrained by timetables. They're also constrained by the director from the Department of Education that you're not allowed to do the curriculum for Leaving Cert within it. But there are constraints there and limits there, which is fine, and the framework given by the Department of Education. But horses for courses and teams, school teams are different in each school.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really make a difference ultimately.
Can I focus just lastly on the differences? I mean, you hear, like I have friends whose kids go to private schools. They say the cost of transition year is absolutely astronomical and there's lots of trips halfway around the world and so on. Like, is that what transition year should be about? And is that putting a lot of pressure on parents?
It is putting a lot of pressure on parents, but you know, parents who choose that form of education for their children understand that, and that's their choice. But I don't think the value is in the cost of TY. The value of TY is in the engagement by the student, whether they're doing crocheting or whether they're volunteering in their local Vincent de Paul or whether they're going to Mozambique and climbing Tutankhamun or something, I don't know.
We do want to leave something for when they're over 18. Like,
no, absolutely. But I mean, that's a parental choice. But yeah. Transition year is more about the willingness of the student to engage in all the new experiences.
Okay. All right. Really interesting. Gemma Lawler, guidance counsellor at Tynan College in Carlow. Thank you indeed for that. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.